Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
You're listening to the Victoria Police GLOW Show when I press the right buttons.
Well, it's always helpful when you press the right buttons,
Scott. It certainly is. And on the show today, you've got Senior Constable Gabby Tyack, who's our Northwest Metro Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer.
And it's kind of lonely in the studio today.
It's feeling a bit lonely in here, isn't it?
It's the Gabby and Scott Show, or the Scott and Gabby Show.
Where is that Greg Adkins?
He's on his way.
He says he is.
I know.
Yeah, but when I rang him 5 minutes ago, I'm just in Swanson Street, I'm just around the corner, I'll be there any moment now.
He's probably grabbing a coffee.
Yeah, well,
you better have
possibly
one for us.
All right, so while we're waiting for Greg, who will know which buttons to push properly rather than me, who's a bit of an amateur, what's going to happen on today's show, Gab?
Well, we're talking to the lovely Micah Scott from Minus 18, because they've got an event on Saturday and they're launching something very special, which I won't tell you what it is because I'll let Micah do that for you. But Minus 18 is a group that puts together events for young persons, same-sex attracted young persons and their friends during school holidays. They usually have a dance party, or sometimes they have a barbecue, or even sometimes they go to the movies. But this Saturday they've got another dance party, and we're usually expecting around 300 young people.
They're good events, aren't they?
I love going to them.
Yeah, it's such a positive vibe.
Yeah.
You get there and you see the ones that are there regularly, having a good time and meeting up with friends. And you see those ones that have it's their first time.
I love those ones.
Yeah. And they're a little bit shy and a little bit standoffish. And eventually, someone talks to them. And then you see them by the end of the night, come 10 o'clock at night. And they are just having the bestest time ever. I really love Minus 18 events.
And you were saying to me the other day that you were looking at their website and you were seeing some of the new young people who were saying, I'm going to my first event.
Yeah.
And they were so excited.
That was on their Facebook site. Yes. Yeah, okay. I was trawling Facebook as I do. Oh, and speaking of trawling, Greg Adkins, welcome to the studio, Greg.
Oh, it's been a busy morning for the Anti-Violence Project. I had to cook a chook.
And that prevents violence how?
No, but we had a string of phone calls, and we actually also had a string of reports on our website through antiviolence.info. So all of those calls had to be responded to in a very timely fashion while I cook my chook.
Yep. I actually understand that because I was running a little bit late as well. Gab's sitting here in the studios going, where is everyone? Thinking she's going to be pushing all these buttons on her own. And the same thing, phone calls and all sorts of stuff. It gets hectic,
but it's like
it?
That. In this party season, it's holiday season, people having a bit of a break, bit of a time off work, or they're back at work, the partnership doesn't stop, does it, between Victoria Police GLOWS and Joy and the Anti-Violence Project?
It certainly does not. Now, we are going to get Michael on the line very, very shortly, but let's start off with a great song by a great Australian artist.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Vic Police GLOWS Show with Scott Davis, Gabby Tyack, and I'm Greg Adkins. It's a partnership between Joy 94.9, Victoria Police GLOWS, the Anti-Violence Project, and Crime Stoppers, and you listening.
And that was that wonderful artist from Melbourne, Renee Geyer.
Oh, Renee Geyer,
I
how
love
fabulous.
That song.
So much talent in Melbourne there is.
Now, speaking of talent in Melbourne, we have joining us one of the most talented men I've met, and he's going to chuckle at that. That's Micah Scott. Micah, welcome to the GLOW Show.
You're right, I am going to chuckle.
LOL.
LOL, indeed. Thanks,
but
Greg,
but we've seen you progress. Well, we first saw you as part of Generation Next here on Joy. You've been a strong part of Minus 18. You've moved into the executive role as general manager of Minus 18. Yep. And you've produced a number of amazing publications in partnership with young people that drive content, drive images, drive messages, leading to today where we're going to talk to you about, oh my God, I'm queer.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me about this little ripper of a publication.
Sure. Well, basically, it's a mini magazine created entirely by a team of young people. So we kind of came up with the idea around 2 years ago where we kind of realised that a lot of the publications for same-sex attracted and gender diverse young people aren't very positive and aren't done by young people. And so being a youth organisation driven entirely by young people, we've got a crew together and designed it, wrote it, created it, all as a team of young people. And I think that's the element that certainly shines throughout the magazine.
You're absolutely right. I mean, every page you flick to is a young person's face beaming at you there. I think really happy to actually just, be involved in something like this. But all the words you can, as a middle-aged man myself, when I read it, I can tell that it's written by a young person.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the whole point. At the end of the day,
I'm not the target, am I?
No, not quite. But the issues that young people go through are generally unique to young people, and what better way to communicate that than through the voice of other young people?
But on that point, we have to apologise for Scott's coughing fit because he is middle-aged. They tend to have him quite often.
I don't think I was the one coughing. The person who's slightly older than me.
But Micah, how do you keep products like this, messages targeted by and for young people, how do you keep them current when your young people of today move on to not being the young people of tomorrow? So how do you keep the message current for the people that are reviewing it as in when we speak now?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the beauty of the fact that this magazine will be online as well is that it can be refreshed. We'll be launching new issues in the future with teams of young people as well to make sure that it is relevant. And part of the reason for creating it was some of the, I guess, resources, if you will, that were created maybe 5 or 6 years ago aren't relevant anymore. And topics like cyberbullying or making friends online, meeting up with people online, or even you've got iPhones and apps like Grindr, those sort of issues or experiences didn't exist 5 or 6 years ago.
That's very true.
And so 5 or 6 years from now, it is very likely that we will have to refresh it and have young people who are 10, 9, 10 years old now, who are in their teen years, actually creating that content for their age group and their demographic in the future as well. So we're very aware of that, and I think that's just going to be a real strength to make sure that it is up to date.
Now, Micah, I've had a quick flick through it, and it is really positive. I've read a couple of the articles. You've got some good topics like country kids, and that's often something that we miss out on. And I know a lot of the young people that come to Minus 18 events come from all over the state.
They do. We have young people coming in from Warrnambool. And for those that don't know where Warrnambool is, it's about a 3.5-hour V-line train. And they come down on the school holidays, 3.5 hours down, and then stay at a friend's house and go 3.5 hours home the next day, specifically for a Minus 18 event. And I think that just speaks volumes about the need for inclusive environments and the need to make friends. And particularly when you are same-sex attracted or gender diverse, having people around you that you can speak to about the issues you're facing, or reading a magazine like the one we've produced can do wonders for self-esteem and inclusion.
So who else would be seeing in the magazine that has written articles?
I'm sorry?
Who else has written articles for the magazine?
Well, we have young people from regional areas, like you said. We have interviews with parents. Gender diverse young people, as well as same sex attracted young people.
Excellent.
And Tom Ballard, who has recently come on board as the Minus 18 ambassador. For those that don't know him, he's a breakfast radio comedian and a comedian on television.
And a proud and out man.
Proud and out man.
And a country boy, started off Warrnambool.
He was Warrnambool,
yes,
that's
also
right.
From Warrnambool. He's come on board and written an amazing article for us about his experiences growing up in the country and then becoming and following his dreams and not letting other people tell him that he was inferior despite hearing those messages growing up. And it's a very inspiring story and just having him as a prominent person in the media sharing that story, I think, is a hugely powerful thing.
thoroughly leaked. Look, from the Vic Police Glow Show and from our Glows ourselves, we congratulate you on this fantastic publication. It
Thanks
is something
so much.
That's really important that's out there, and the reason we've got it on the show because it is an anti-violence message in itself.
Indeed.
So
yeah.
it's a really important product. When is it available? I mean, I've got a copy, but is it out on the streets now?
No, we're launching it this Saturday at the Reach Foundation in Collingwood from 4 p.m. So if you're under the age of 21, you're welcome to come along and grab your free copy of it. Otherwise, we will be sending it out all throughout next week, dropping it by on the street to schools. It's going to be quite an impressive launch, so make sure you keep an eye out.
Well, I'll be looking for the first URL that gets graffitied on some wall in Melbourne to say where to go.
How many copies are being distributed, are you allowed to say?
Yeah, well, we have a 5,000 copy distribution rate at the moment, and it's been picked up for a second issue, which will be launching in about 4 or 5 months' time from now.
Great.
So that's, incredibly exciting. But you can also order a copy online or read a digital copy at our website, which is minus18.org.au.
Good plug. And thank you again for inclusiveness of all the different community groups, such as AVP and others, in the resources part of your fabulous publication.
That was another aspect of it, was the City of Melbourne did fund the project, which is incredibly generous.
I was about to ask, because these things don't come cheap.
No.
Because it is a very professional magazine.
Thank you. they were very generous. Lord Mayor's Charitable Foundation as well put in money. And part of, I guess, what we wanted to achieve with it was a list of services in and around Melbourne and Greater Victoria that young people can access if they are experiencing some issues or if they do want to meet other people just like them. Because as some people may know, there are hundreds of services in Victoria that young people who are new to sexuality or new to gender identity aren't necessarily aware of them. So getting that message across is really important as well.
So if you want to get yourself a copy, you can get along to the launch, which is at 4 o'clock, is that right?
4 o'clock this Saturday at the Reach Foundation in Collingwood.
Yep, so that's the Vault, 156 Wellington Street, Collingwood.
Yes, and all the details are online at minus18.org.au.
Micah Scott, thanks for joining the Vic Police Glow Show.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing your next publication, because this doesn't stop your creative juices.
No rest for the wicked.
And Micah, Scott and I will see you on Saturday, most likely.
Yeah, awesome. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the launch.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Micah.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby, Scott and Greg.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the...
The Vic Police Glow Show.
I forgot who we were for a second. We've got Crime Stoppers on every week, three or four of them, and the first one today is an assault at Murrumbina Railway Station, which occurred on the 7th of August last year at about 3:30 p.m. The victim was travelling on a train on the Cranbourne line when he was approached by a man who allegedly punched the victim in the face before exiting the train at the Murrumbina Railway Station. We've released images of this man and we hope that you can assist us with our inquiries. So just get onto the Crime Stoppers website and have a look. If you know him, you'll be able to identify him from these photographs.
Oh, definitely. He's got a blue Dodgers hoodie with, it's quite one of those thick windcheater type tops, and it's got the hood at the back. Quite distinctive. Probably not wearing it just at the moment because it's quite warm today, but our weather goes up and down. As soon as there's a cold snap, he'll be whacking that back on.
Now, what do you think's happening with that hat there? I'm struggling to work it out. It looks like it's a bit of a camouflage style hat.
And it possibly the letter A or
letter
something
a
similar?
Or something there, yeah.
It's got a flat brim. It's a rapper style hat. If you check out the thing, it's one that you'll see, and he's probably not usually wearing it in that fashion. It looks uncomfortable on his head. So.
It kind of almost looks like he's wearing a suit jacket over the hoodie.
Yeah.
Perhaps, but very odd.
Anyway,
check it out.
Crimestoppers.com.au.
Great photo.
Yeah, great photo.
And it's
there.
Reference number CA5952.
We want to thank Paul Anthony for listening in and providing his production skills all the way from wherever he is today. Thank you for listening to The Glow Show, which you started and helped create, Paul.
And I have to tell you, Paul, that the three times that sting has been played that you mentioned, twice I've yelled at Greg, go, no, it's 1095. So... We did know the number. Thank you for getting involved.
And
anyway,
it feels like it's the Victoria Police blooper show today.
It is. That's right. And it's anti-violence show. Anti-violence project show next week. Well, we do thank Paul Anthony for listening. He's a very good producer and radio presenter in his own right. Now, Scott, we've got some really interesting stuff around Victoria Police News, which is a regular part of this show.
It certainly is. And it's a bit of a youth session today because we've had Micah on talking about Minus 18 and the launch of their new brochure, booklet thing. Oh my God, I'm clear.
Brochure?
It's not a brochure. It's a superb publication. And I just thought up on vicpolicenews.com.au today is an article about Wodonga Blue Light Disco taking place this Friday night.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's have a bit of a listen to what Vic Police News has got to say. They've said, after 7 years, the Wodonga Blue Light Disco pool party is back. Wodonga Police have a new Blue Light Committee and in partnership with the Indigo Shire and Sedgies Disco, they are hosting a pool party at the Stanley Street Swimming Pool. To celebrate the start of the new school year, a pool party has been organised for 8 to 12-year-olds. There will be heaps of entertainment, unlimited rides, and a slide, and discos, and lots to give away. And we know that we get a number of people listening from rural and regional Victoria, so I'm hoping that there is some parents out there listening and going, I know what to do with my child up in Wodonga now on this Friday night. I'm heading off to the pool party, the Blue Light Disco pool party.
I think it's awesome. And if you're slightly older and not in the crowd that go to a Blue Light Disco and you're part of the LGBTI community in any of the country parts and you want to be part of the Anti-Violence Project, we have AVP Connect, which can help link you, and you might want to be a champion in your local area, link your people in your networks around you to the AVP here in Melbourne.
Yeah. Now,
I'm just saying that it's $6 to enter the Blue Light Disco at Wodonga Swimming Pool and starts at 6 p.m. on this Friday. So get along there if you're up that way.
Drug and alcohol free event.
Indeed.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Just like the Minus 18 event.
Now, Blue Light's been running a bit longer than Minus 18. It's it started here in Victoria in 1976, and there are currently 41 discos that operate across the state. So they're not just metro-based, they're also regional-based. And I'd like to suggest that whilst Minus 18 is a really, really important event, some of the same-sex attracted youth groups out in the rural areas might like to get involved in some of the Blue Light discos.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, so if...
As a leadership role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if there's any groups out there that want to get in contact with us, we'd like to help you get connected with your local Blue Light.
How do they contact you? Because that's always the most interesting thing that people say. Get your pen, write this down.
Yeah, the easiest way to get us is through Joy at the moment. So this is the easiest email to say, glow@joy.org.au.
That's GLLO at joy.org.au.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to email us, and that'll end up in Gab's inbox and my inbox, and we'll be able to get back in touch with you about connecting you with a Blue Light that might be in your area. But if you get across to bluelight.com.au, there's the list on there of where the 41 discos are across the state. But we'd really like to be able to get some of the same-sex attracted youth groups heading along to those events.
And I'd like to hear from you today if you've ever been to a Blue Light event, or even if you've been to a Minus 18 event, and just hear what your thoughts are on going to those. And Scott and Greg, have you ever been to a Blue Light?
I've been to Blue Light Discos in my Ringwood days on Ringwood Council.
Oh, yes.
In the old Ringwood Council before it became Maroondah. And fabulous. It was really good. But, you know, I wasn't that age to go to them. I was just one of the people helping to supervise them.
Yeah. Now, I grew up in Frankston, and they certainly ran Blue Light Discos at the local PNC Hall. But I never went in. I was way too cool. Too cool for school.
Oh, sure, I know, Scott. Yeah.
But I've certainly been as a copper.
Sure.
When I was at Hastings Police Station, we ran a monthly Blue Light and went along quite regularly to that. And they are a great event.
They're always a lot of fun. And if you want to send us any messages in about your experiences...
Now, stay with us on the Vic Police Glow Show. We have Crime Stoppers coming up again shortly, a new Crime Stoppers. We played before. We played a song called Turn Me Loose by Young Divas, but we've got a bit of rock set for you now. Here on Joy 94.9 with the Vic Police Glow Show, Scott, Gabby and Greg.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show, Anti-Violence Project, Victoria Police, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Crime Stoppers, Joy 94.9. But the most important part of this partnership is you. So thanks for listening. Scott Davis, Gabby Tyke, Greg Atkins.
And we've got our second crime of the week, which refers to a theft in Cranbourne on Friday the 28th of October last year at about 3:30 p.m. when a man entered Dick Smith and Cranbourne Centro Shopping Centre. It's alleged he removed his blue and yellow visibility vest, wrapped it around his hand and broke a cabinet panel. He left the shop, but returned 10 minutes later carrying a black bag and gloves. He proceeded to remove a camera from the damaged cabinet. Police? We've released images of a man who we believe may be able to assist us with our inquiries. If you get across to crimestoppers.com.au, you can see those pictures by quoting reference number CA5990.
Now, if you're working in retail, and a lot of gay community does work in retail around Melbourne and the suburbs.
Are you stereotyping?
Well, we do. It's just a fact. Out there, you know, without the gay community, you wouldn't have retail taking place. I reckon they wouldn't have enough in the workforce.
What was your last retail job?
I worked in a liquor stop shop.
Damn.
To put myself through uni, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was. However, when I worked there in a liquor stop shop, I remember people used to come and set up crimes that they would do later, yeah, which is just as that, what's happened in this
exactly
case.
Right.
So if you're working in a retail shop and you see someone come in and break a cabinet, or you see someone move a box in front of a camera, or you see them and you just think a bit sideways, laterally, what are they doing? They might be setting it up for coming back a bit later, just as this man's done, and causing damage or stealing some product later on.
So you can get across to crimestoppers.com.au, and if you've got any information about this crime or any other crime, you can call 1-800-333-000. And remember,
if you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Always call 000. And when safe, and you want to report to the Anti-Violence Project, go to antiviolence.info and you can log in there, and we'll help you liaise with the police if you don't feel comfortable to.
Mm. Now, I want to remind all those lucky people 21 years and under who are on holidays at the moment about the launch of the Oh My God, I'm Queer resource from Minus 18. It's taking place this Saturday, the 28th of January at 4 p.m. at The Vault, which is at 156 Wellington Street, Collingwood. And you can get along there and you can see the launch of this new publication, and you can also then hang around for the disco that takes place afterwards, the dance party.
And it's down a little alley.
I'm showing
alley.
My age there, aren't I? The disco
dance party.
After, yeah, the dance
it's
party.
Down an alley, so if you're having trouble finding it, you'll see a lot of people just wandering down the alley. There'll be security. There'll probably be a few police officers, some glows, Scott and myself,
yes,
lurking around, making sure everyone's safe, and just come along and join in, because it's a great resource. It's the magazine, I think, Michael.
That's what
was
I'm trying to
it.
Yeah, magazine. Well done.
So come along at 4 p.m. on Saturday.
You're with the Vic Police Glow Show on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9. What a whole heap of activity coming up.
And I love a bit of classic vinyl being brought out.
Exactly, you would. Right.
Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right, I would.
I know.
I might just do it myself.
Now, if you're a brand new listener to this partnership between Joy 94.9, the Victoria Police Glows, the Anti-Violence Project, Crime Stoppers, and you, this is a weekly show that takes place Wednesdays at noon with Scott Davis, Gabby Tyack, and Greg Atkins in the hot chairs today.
Yeah, and we also have Crime Stoppers from Victoria in there assisting us by providing us with three crimes generally per week, and maybe a couple of keep a lookout falls, which we as Victoria Police need your assistance to help us solve those crimes.
And once a month we have the lovely Joe Baird, and sometimes even the CEO of Crime Stoppers, Peter Sprott, come on, and they do their monthly roundup of statistics on what's been happening in Crime Stoppers, what they're launching with their new campaigns, how many people have been caught because of you calling in and giving it information to Crime Stoppers.
But at the same time, it's also about what you want. So we really need to know what you want us to talk about this year. So you can get in touch with us via Joy, so Glow, G-L-L-O, glow at joy.org.au, and let us know what you want us to talk about throughout that. If you've got a question that you've always wanted to ask the police, then send it in on an email and we'll have an attempt at answering it. And if we're not the experts, believe it or not, folks, I'm not the expert most of the time. We'll find someone in Victoria Police who can answer it.
Now, one thing we do every week is a crime spot. Victoria Police Crime Stoppers, latest Crime Stoppers. So we've got another Crime Stoppers we can have a conversation with you about.
Why not?
This is one where you listen in. If you're a novice listener to this show, you listen in. We give you details about someone that's wanted or the latest crime that Crime Stoppers have out there trying to solve, and you're invited to become part of the solution. So it's being aware, being alert. You may have seen this person, and there's a reference point where you can go and check out the particular reference that takes you to where this is on the Crime Stoppers site.
Before Gab reads that one out, can we talk about what happened to you last week? Because you did the show last week and we read out a Crime Stoppers, and then you were walking through the CBD here in Melbourne.
Well, when we had the Crime Stoppers one, I had a I thought, got an inkling when I saw the image on the sheets we get here to produce the show. So I went back onto the Crime Stoppers site later on, and I logged up the reference number.
Yep.
And with the reference number, you've got a much more clearer picture mm-hmm. than you get in a printed form. And I thought, yeah, I think I've seen this person before. Now, roughly where would that be? And I did my usual trick. I went for a walk through the city, and this particular person I'd seen round in Collins Street, and yeah, I'm pretty sure it was there. So that's when you put the call through to Crime Stoppers, and I let the security guard at the local shopping centre there know this is a particular person. If you see him, you might want to give these a call. So,
but at the same time, if you see someone that you've seen in a Crime Stoppers article or in the paper or on TV, or you've just been looking on the website, it's also good to call 000 because if they're there at that time and you just see them and you happen to think, oh, that's that person, ring 000 and get the police there straight away, because by the time you've given Crime Stoppers a call, they've forwarded the answer, the information across. It may take some time, and that person could have left and you'll never see him again.
Now, probably note where the person's walking to, but you definitely wouldn't follow them.
You don't need to intervene.
There's no point in putting yourself at risk or in danger or putting other people in danger if the other person gets a sense that they're being followed. Just keep track of what they were, how tall they were next to the nearest telephone pole or doorway as they went through, and you can work out how tall they were. And then tell the police on 000 where they've gone.
So what's the latest? So give us an example, Gab.
All right. On 26th of October last year at about 1:20 a.m, a man unlawfully gained entry to Shine Bar Cafe on King's Way in Glen Waverley. Once inside, the man allegedly forced open a cash register. We've released images of a man whom we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries, and get onto the website and type in the reference number CA5998, and you can look at these images and hopefully identify this man for us. And if you get onto the Crime Stoppers website, you just go to, there's a map of Australia, go to Victoria, and then you come into the Victorian page and they've got the crime of the week. You can put in the search engine a particular suburb and it will come up with crimes in that suburb. You can put in burglary or a keyword that you're looking for and it will come up with crimes that involve that kind of offence, or you can do it through the reference number.
It's worth a bit of a look. It's actually a good site to go through and have a bit of a peruse.
Yeah, the other thing that you can do on there is all the wanted people. So some of them are missing people and some of them are wanted people by members of Victoria Police for a whole variety of things. They've failed to turn up at court and what have you. And there's pages and pages of pages. I don't want to make this sound like it's too taxing, but there's a number of pages where you can look at and you can just scroll through the photos and you'd be surprised. It might be somebody who's living next door to you or down the street, or who, like Greg, sees regularly down the street when they're shopping, that sort of thing. You might just recognise someone and help us to be able to solve a crime or get somebody back before the court to face the justice that they are entitled to.
You're on the Vic Police Close Show with Gabby, Greg and Electra. No, Gabby, Greg and Scott.
I can be Electra if you want. I mean, I really, she's a great person. I'm happy to be her.
Stay with us.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
And you're on the Vic Police Close Show with Scott, Abby and Greg.
No Electra.
No Electra.
No, she'll be back one day, I'm sure.
She's out on assignment.
But not yet. Well, she's gone back out to Caroline Springs where she's our gay and lesbian liaison officer.
Fantastic.
You know what we should have done is, we all in hindsight now, we should have given her a call today. We'll do that. We might do that next week.
We might even do that.
We might
before
find
the end
out
the show.
What life's like out at Caroline Springs Police Station.
And not only is she the glow out there, she's also the crime prevention officer.
That's exactly right.
That's a very important job. And she talks to people and businesses about what they can do to protect their property and their businesses to help prevent crimes. And you can do that through environmental design by changing the way your building looks, or changing the way the shrubbery and the bushes and trees and things are around, lighting, all sorts of different things. So we should get her on to talk about
that's
that.
That's a really important part for us, because, I mean, a big chunk of the gay community and the lesbian community have quite large gardens. I mean, they're into their property. And is enough thought going into environmental design to make your place safe?
Mm.
And very good question. We might even speak to a couple of, not just her, we'll speak to a couple of people like Paul Bangay, some of the big designers in the gay community, and see what they do around environmental safety as well.
So if you've got any questions that you'd like to ask in regards to your house safety, or if you've got a specific question for the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, glow@joy.org.au, and you can do that anytime and we'll try and answer those questions.
In 2012, we'll see some subtle changes in this show.
That's always right.
try to improve and evolve and move forward. And not only try, but we're about to do some new and innovative things.
Yes. And if you're a regular regular, I can't speak today.
Regular?
That's the one. If you're a regular listener to this show, you might be sitting there thinking, Paul Anthony, his voice is normally on this show. Where is he? Well, Paul's decided that it's time to move on. And as a result, we are going to, as Greg said, see a few changes. So we will do a big thank you to Paul and getting back in. It's not like we no longer talk to each other or anything like that. That's not the case at all. Paul's been doing this show for, how long have we been going? Nearly 3 years or something, yes, or other.
Over 3 years.
And he's decided that it's time for him to try and do something new here at Joy. And for us, it gives us the opportunity to be able to refresh the show a little bit as well. So we will get Paul back in and do a big thank you, because he has been really instrumental in getting this show up and running in the first instance.
And making it what it is as and well.
Making it a success. It has had Crime Stoppers Awards.
Absolutely.
It's been acknowledged and everyone that's been part of it has been part of a fabulous initiative. Now, part of the new initiative, we'd like to have some questions from you too. We'd like to have some ideas, that questions you'd like to ask us, and perhaps ask the community, that we can go out with a microphone and get some comments and views. So what's the best way to contact us, Scotty?
You can get us at glow@joy.org.au, and then those emails end up in all our inboxes. So Greg's inbox, Gab's inbox, my inbox. I think it still goes to Electra as well, so she can get involved as well.
But we've also got some new voices coming up. So, I mean, you seem to have been on with us for the last couple of months since Paul's left and gone on to other things. But we're having some new voices coming. Leni Fabry, who is the
Manager of People Services and Culture here at Joy 94.9.
She's going to be coming on and doing what you're doing, Greg, once a month, hopefully starting in the next couple of weeks, and another female voice on the show.
Fantastic.
Some different perspectives.
So questions, maybe you want to come on and be part of the show. Maybe you want to come and join Joy and be a volunteer that works with the show. Maybe you want to be involved with the Anti-Violence Project. You can contact the show at glow@joy.org.au. You can always contact the Anti-Violence Project at vicovp@antiviolence.info, and we'd be delighted to play. Now, we've got another crime.
We've got a couple of wanteds, so people can help us out. We're looking for Hung Young Win. His date of birth is 19 of November 1972, and Hung Win is alleged to have been involved in trafficking heroin in Footscray in September 2010, and warrants for his arrest have been issued.
We're also looking for Mark Anthony Sandwith, also known as Ingle. His date of birth is the 15th of August 63. Now, Sandwith, who also uses the name Ingle, was involved in making threats to kill in Dalesford in December 2010. Warrants for his arrest have been issued.
And if you have any information about those two gentlemen, Hung Nguyen or Mark Sandwith or Mark Ingle, you can call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000, or you can even go across to crimestoppers.com.au and input that information there.
And remember, we don't need to know who you are.
Just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're on the Vic Police Glow Show with Scott Davis, Gabby Tyack from the Victoria Police Glows, and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
Now, it is the Vic Police Glow Show, and there has been a bit of discussion in regards to the glows in the media in the last couple of days as a result of an incident that took place at Margaret Court Arena at the Australian Open. Now, I'm not in a position to be able to talk about it on air, and I thought some people might be listening in expecting some sort of commentary about it. I'm not able to do any commentary about it, but I can let people know that, yes, I have been made aware of it, and, yes, we're doing some follow-up within Victoria Police about that particular incident, and I've also been in touch with the person that was involved in it. So all I can do, that's about as much as I can say.
We respect that, and I won't ask you any more, but to just give you a bit more from a community perspective, it's about an allegation that a woman that had two flags, one Australian flag and one a rainbow flag, has made some allegations. I mean, we have to say they're allegations, they're not substantiated. They're allegations that she was questioned by police. And from a community perspective, I think police usually question people that have motivations to events that might be protesting. I mean, that's just a normal part of the course. Whether she is or isn't, who knows? But the allegations are that she felt that to be heavy-handed. And I suppose, let's take it away from this issue. Whenever there's a complaint from the public, Victoria Police take complaints quite seriously, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a number of ways that people can make complaints.
How do they do that,
about
Scott?
Behaviour. So, I mean, you can just go into, if it's a local issue, you can go into your local police station and make a complaint there at your local police station. If you're not comfortable doing that, you can contact the Ethical Standards Department, and you can do that a number of ways. There is a customer service number, which is a 1300 number, and I don't have that with me, but it's available on the police website, police.vic.gov.au. You can even do the complaint online. So there is a form on police.vic.gov.au that you can fill in. Having said that, though, you can also compliment Victoria Police. So if you see something that you think, wow, I'm really happy that the police did that, you can do all of those same things. You can go into your local police station and say thank you very much. You can get online. You can ring the 1300 number, and both of those will result in a file being created, and the file will then be examined and attempt to identify the people involved.
That's a really good point. We're risk adverse. We're complaint adverse. We don't want to have complaints, but about improving services, about getting complaints.
That's exactly right.
Learning how to improve relationships. It's really what we've been doing for 15 years between the Anti-Violence Project and the police, about improving the relationship between the gay community and you, the punter out there. And we don't do that if we only look at the things that are good.
Yeah. How do we know what we're doing right if nobody tells us we're doing it right?
But we need those compliments too. And I see it regularly, and we always see it regularly. When we take a person who's experienced violence into Victoria Police, to one of the suburban stations, or coming in to talk to you guys, the GLOWs, the management, or the GLOWs that are full-time GLOWs like you, Gabby, when things are done right, we should be acknowledging that, because so many relationships have been forged and built because of the work that you do in your roles, Gab.
Yeah,
so unless you get a compliment or complaint, the powers that be will never know how much work you do.
That's
well.
Right. We had one last year which came through Transgender Victoria, and it was a compliment about a person who'd gone into their local police station just to have some documents certified to say that, or to help the person in a name change. And the person went into their police station a little bit anxious about that, and walked out just beaming at the response that they had got from the police at their local police station. And I got that information and passed it on to the local police, and that member got a pat on the back saying, well done. And when people do the right thing, it's really nice to be able to say to them, you've done a really good job, well done.
So share your good stories, share your difficult problems as well, and we'll help you get those advice lines and those helplines within the Victoria Police, but share those good stories.
And don't forget, this Saturday from 4 p.m. in Wellington Street in Collingwood is the Minus 18 event. If you're under 21, you can go along to that, and there's the launch of the fantastic magazine, Oh My God, I'm Queer, which is a great resource for young people across
the state.
Saturday,
4 p.m. This has been the Vic Police Glow Show with
Scott Davis,
Gabby Tyack,
and Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
Not Electra Wellens.
And not Electra Wellens. We want to thank you for messaging in and joining us. See you next Wednesday at noon.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.